Oh, Jen, you're still muted. There you go.
There, good. Okay, now we're not muted. First, I wanted to thank you. I want to thank Anna and White Whale. I want to thank Chris Collins and all the poets who are reading tonight and all of you who are here for this reading. I wanted to show you my face mask, which says vote. Let me see if I can put it up there, see vote. Okay, and I just wanted to mention that I've been working elections actually for 50 years since I was a kid in LA. I have never seen anything where like what we're going to need to do and the challenges we're facing, but I am exceptionally confident and hopeful, and I think we just have to dig in and do it. In 2016, Pennsylvania was lost to Trump by 5 votes a precinct, and to win this time, we have to win by more than 5 votes a precinct. We really have to win by a substantial majority that is hopefully cannot be challenged. We are 39 days away from the election. We have some great resources available to us. I know some of us are already making phone calls through Pennsylvania Dems, and that's a very targeted and really good program. Some folks I know, I have a lot of friends who are doing phone calls. It's exactly the right time for people to find a way to get involved, and you can look at doing that by going on the PA Dems website, padems.com. And I would also say something about their terrific staff that they have, so that you can call in, and if you have a question, they can actually answer it about the election. They're very good. They answer the phone, and I won't give you the number here, but I will send it out. And I know that and it's pretty easy to come by, but I'm going to send it out. There's also something I would say seriously that you might want to encourage people to look at carefully. We have a lot of people who are going to be doing, I'm actually going back to that PA Dems phone number. I found that as I was trying to help older voters register who are not good with their computers, I was able to go to the PA Dems phone number, and they were actually able to help me help somebody get a ballot and sent to them, and that then have an email sent in 5 minutes that the ballot application had been received, and about 5 more minutes later that it's been approved. So I would say they're doing a great job, and they can really answer questions. There's also, I mean, this is going to be a little confusing. We're going to be doing some things we haven't done before. A good site for people who want to know more how this is all going to work is the actual Elections Division, Allegheny County Elections Division. They have online a list of frequently asked questions. And I would have to say, from having tried to call them, right now they're pretty busy. And they're just starting to send in, they're just starting to send out ballots to yesterday. So if you're wondering why your mail-in ballot is not there, it's because it's coming soon, okay? But a funny thing's gonna happen with that mail-in ballot, I think it's good for everybody to know about, because we don't wanna lose any votes because they had thrown up on the count that folks don't know how to use them. The mail-in ballots that are coming out to people are going to have 2 envelopes. And so if you can remember this and share this with people, it'll be really helpful. It'll save us a lot. And those 2 envelopes include the secrecy envelope, in which you put your ballot in, and then the mailing envelope, which you put over the secrecy envelope. The secrecy envelope should have no marks on it. But the mail-in envelope has to have the postage and the address it's going to, which is already printed, and the voter has to sign it. The back of the envelope with the signature that they have used on their PennDOT ID or their driver's license. Not their initials, not a smiley face, but their actual signature, as close as they can get it to the originals they've sent. So that's going to be pretty, that's going to be important. Folks are, it turns out the secrecy envelope, which is a, could, if that's not part of the ballot that gets mailed back, the ballot will be thrown out. So let's not have that happening. Those are called naked ballots. We don't want that. We want everybody's mail-in ballot to be counted and to get them back real soon, okay? Not the week before, but as soon as they can be filled out. I'm going to send out some material on all of this in my usual annoying way, and I thank you all for your patience, and I thank you for being here for this reading. And now let's go to the poets, and let's do this.